The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, so today I would like to continue on this theme of forgiveness, just because it's a tender topic, and these recordings, these meetings that we have, they're recorded and they get put up. Of course, not what happens in the breakout rooms, but what I'm seeing gets recorded. And I'm just envisioning that there might be a time in which it's nice to have a resource, that when we find ourselves stuck in resentment and we just can't find our way out, or we can't find a way through or something like that, that maybe it would be helpful to know that these exist, that these little talks exist. So I want to just flesh out a little bit more this idea of forgiveness, and we'll practice it. But one thing that I find is really interesting, well, maybe I'll back up a little bit. One way to think about forgiveness is that it's a way in which we can release resentment. So, and when we think about resentment, I guess it means like to feel again, resent, like sentimental, you know, kind of like feeling. So resentment, and it has this emphasis on like the past, kind of like going over and over an old injury, or revisiting the hurt or the sense of powerlessness or the rage or the fear, the sadness, the feeling of being wronged. And often kind of resentment has this feeling of we're just scraping off the scab off of the wound again and again, and so that the wound is always painful and uncomfortable. This is a tender topic. It's such a tender topic because maybe there's one way to think about resentment is that it's this resistance, this reluctance, this refusal, this hesitation out of fear to cross this bridge of sadness, because maybe to acknowledge to begin with forgiveness, somehow we have to acknowledge the sadness that's there. And so there might be a way in which we're thinking, no, thank you, I don't want to go there. So somehow we find ourselves kind of stuck in the resentment, partly because of this fear of this ocean of sadness that might be underneath it. We should honor and respect that. There is absolutely no requirement, right, for us to forgive. There's no obligation. There's no timetable. There should be no pressure. But part of what I want to do here is just help provide the tools. So if there comes a time, and the fact that these are recorded, that you can come back and maybe there'll be a support for you. If there is a time that it feels like some forgiveness or working with resentment in a different way feels appropriate for you. And I discovered this, some research that was done quite some time ago about forgiveness, and that researchers were asking people who had been suffered victimization, and I don't know any of the details of the specifics of that, but that they were now not harboring resentment. And the researchers were asking them, well, how did you do that? You know, how did you get to the other side of this difficult thing, and so that you no longer have resentment? And the individuals, they didn't describe a specific act of forgiving. It's not like they just once said, oh, okay, I forgive you, and boom, it was over, right? Of course, it's not neat and tidy like that. But what they instead discovered is that those individuals who no longer had resentment and had some serenity, that was the word that they used, around whatever troubling thing had happened, that they described that they just discovered that they had forgiven. that they just discovered, oh yeah, I don't hold this resentment anymore. So it kind of just slipped away without them making it happen. It kind of like slipped away when the conditions were right for that to happen. So this idea is not something that we have to force or make happen, but we can create the conditions in which some letting go of some resentment can happen. There's probably lots of things that have to come into place, including our having a certain sense of security and safety and well-being, our having resources to support us if we're going to cross this ocean of sadness or difficulty that's associated with whatever it is that we still have resentment about. But the something that I like this idea of these, when researching those individuals who had forgiven, the one person was quoted as saying, the harder I tried to forgive, the more I seemed to resent. So I just want that to kind of like color our practice, that we're not forcing ourselves. We're just helping to create the conditions and maybe recognizing that there might be a time that something like this might be helpful. Maybe the time isn't now, but an encouragement for all of us to respect and honor our process in working with some of these difficulties. Not because we have to forgive, but just because so that we can no longer be like chained to the past, but instead can be finding our way forward in a way that has some more ease and freedom at a pace that feels right for you and in a manner that feels right for you. So I just want to offer some tools that you can pick up when it feels like it's helpful and put them down if they don't feel like it's helpful, if the time isn't right, if for whatever reason it doesn't feel like it's right. Keep on saying this, but I think it bears repeating. There's absolutely no obligation. It's not like you should or you have to. That's the last thing we want here, right? Is having that burden. But I just want to offer a way to approach this if it feels like something that would be helpful. Okay, and then, oh, maybe I'll say again too, I think I said this at the end last time, but not everybody is there after the breakout groups, that these meditations are just a little tweak on what Jet Kornfield has developed. So I'm borrowing these from him. Many of you know he's one of the founders of Buddhism in the West, and he's also a psychotherapist. And so sometimes he includes things that aren't like clearly Buddhist, but are helpful and supportive. And forgiveness is one of those things. We don't find it in the early Buddhist teachings, but it's one of those qualities of the heart that can really support a habit of life of greater freedom and peace and ease. Okay. So, with that as an introduction, we can take an alert, upright posture and allowing the body to settle in, to feel connected or feel grounded in this moment. I'm just muting a few of you just so that the quality, that audio can be clear. And to arrive at this moment, often the easiest way, not always, but often the easiest way, is to connect to the bodily sensations. Of course, the body is here in this moment. Where else could it be? It's only the mind that travels to other moments. And feeling the sense of aliveness, of awareness. When we embody our posture, the experience of sitting here. We can do a little bit of a body scan. The face, an area where we often hold tension. The shoulders, letting the shoulder blades slide down the back. In the chest, is there a way in which the chest can be open? Maybe just a little bit more. And feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Feeling connected, grounded. We're here right now. And then letting the attention rest on the sensations of breathing. Just noticing the inhales. And how they feel different than the exhales. It's natural that the mind will wander. Chances are you've been thinking all day long. So we just very simply, gently begin again. Inhabiting, feeling, embodying the sensations of breathing. And then we'll do just a little bit of loving kindness practice, kind of to, it's an opportunity to dip into some warm-heartedness if it's available. So bringing to mind a lovable being. Someone, when you bring them to mind, the heart smiles in some kind of way. This might be somebody you have an actual relationship with, but you have an uncomplicated relationship. It might be somebody that you know, but don't have a relationship with. Somebody that is, maybe it's been a teacher or mentor, coach or guide for you. Maybe it's a furry friend. Maybe it's an imaginal, in your imagination, a kitten, puppies, baby. And bringing this lovable being to mind. And if you can, maybe to feel the warm-heartedness that you have for this lovable being. That might be a physical sensation. Maybe it's more a mood or attitude. And to help support the cultivation of loving kindness, you can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. What would it be like to marinate in this warm-heartedness? Maybe it's helpful to refresh the image or refresh the sense of connection. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. From this warm-hearted place in which we are extending goodwill to another, can we appreciate ourselves, appreciate this, cultivating this goodwill? It's a beautiful thing we're doing. It's a beautiful thing. Whether you actually are experiencing goodwill or not, but just to have that intention to incline the mind that way. And then to begin some forgiveness practice. Again, there's absolutely no requirement. It feels appropriate for you, you can stay with loving kindness practice or mindfulness practice. We can do some forgiveness practice, starting forgiving ourselves for the ways that we've harmed ourselves. We can use this phrase. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I have harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I've hurt myself, through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. There are many ways through my pain, fear, confusion, or anger in which I have harmed, betrayed, or abandoned myself, either knowingly or unknowingly. For the ways I've hurt myself through action or inaction, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. For the ways I've hurt myself, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. for the ways I've hurt myself. And now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. And then we can expand our forgiveness or put it in a different direction, perhaps. There are many ways that I've hurt or harmed others. I've betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my pain, fear, anger or confusion. I ask for your forgiveness. There are many ways that I have hurt or harmed others, have betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering knowingly or unknowingly, out of my pain, fear, anger, or confusion. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed others, have betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my pain, fear, anger, or confusion. I ask for your forgiveness. And then one more direction for forgiveness practice. There are many ways that I have been harmed by others, abused or abandoned, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. But if their fear, pain, confusion, or anger, I have carried this pain in my heart for too long. To the extent that I am ready, I offer them forgiveness. To the extent that I am ready, I offer them forgiveness. There are many ways that I have been harmed by others, oppressed, abused, or abandoned, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. Out of their fear, pain, confusion, or anger, I've carried this pain in my heart too long. To the extent that I am ready, I offer them forgiveness. To the extent that I am ready, I offer them forgiveness. And then why don't we do a little bit of mindfulness of breathing? Just coming back, feeling embodied, feeling the movements of the body as it breathes. This rhythm of in-breath and out-breath. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So forgiveness as part of the family of hard practices, and maybe in the way in which we kind of like hold resentment sometimes in our heart, if we can use that kind of language, you know, heart, mind, but the way in which maybe we can find a little bit more freedom or space so that we can go forward in a way that is supportive for us and allows us to find more and more freedom and space and ease. So now is the time that those of you who have been coming here that I would put you into small groups. But before we do that, I want to let you know. So there's this question for that forgiveness chats are kept together. Yeah, I could do that. I can have them be together up on Audio Dharma so that they're both separate and together. So I'm very pleased to say that, you know, it's just a beautiful thing, right, that for all these times, so many of us have been coming together and, you know, night after night and practicing together. And there has been some request that, well, you know, can we connect like outside of this setting and maybe share resources or talk about ideas or, you know, some, I don't know exactly what's happening in the small group discussions, but, you know, to can maybe continue threads there. And so we're happy to say that there's been created a forum that's for people who participate in happy hour that exists when happy hour isn't happening. Well, it exists all the time now. And here's the link that Neil just posted. Neil is such, thank you very much. I really have a deep bow. Just Neil said, this would be such a nice thing if we can connect with one another and if we could have a place in which we can share. So it's here in the chat box. So you can click on this and you'll find yourself in a Google group and an opportunity to connect with others. It's more like just a forum. So a person posts and other people comment on it. So thank you, Neil. Thank you, Neil. I think this is something that'll really support many of us, especially in these days of the pandemic. So, and because so many of us we're strewn across the planet now, which is a beautiful thing. So we will never see what chances are, right? Well, I shouldn't say never, but we don't know what what happens. But so thank you. Thank you, everybody, for, I don't know, this. It's a beautiful thing that we all come together and practice in this way. It's a beautiful thing. So now I'd like to put you into some small groups. So you can talk about this forgiveness practice, or you can talk about this new forum that Neil created for us that's in there. And I'm going to put you into groups of three or four. And we'll just meet for maybe 10 minutes today. And you can go by, let's see, the person who goes first will go, hopefully this isn't too complicated, reverse order by birth month. So if you're born in December, you go first. If you're born in January, you can go last. And that can just help going around the circle. And I say this every time, but I think it's sometimes helpful to just a reminder, there's no prerequisite, not for like a big monologue, but just share one or two ideas and then let it go to the next person and let it go to the next person. And then maybe it comes back around to you and you might have some new ideas. So in this way, it's more like sharing of ideas and creating something new together with the people contributing. Okay, have fun. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back. Would anybody have like to share a comment or question or how it was in the small group or maybe something about the forums? Hoping that Neil, yes, here's Neil. He's still here. Neil, you're over there on the right side of the screen. Earlier, you were on the left side of the screen. So he might have some, be able to answer some questions if there are some, but. Yes, Vicki.
Yeah, I was thinking in terms of forgiveness, sometimes, though, we or people confuse who the victim is. And while I was thinking about this, the example that came to my mind was the whole Me Too movement of, you know, these women who, you know, were the victims. And but then, you know, they might have thought that they were doing something wrong by, you know, being too flirtatious or so forth. And so, you know, so in the forgiveness practice, you know, sometimes we want to forgive ourselves for doing things, but those may not be things that, you know, we should be thinking of as being wrong.
Yeah, this is such a good point. I find it helpful, this idea that forgiveness is letting go of resentment. So if you think like wherever there's resentment, that's a place where we can kind of work with forgiveness. And as opposed to exactly what happened or who is the victim, I think it's just for us an opportunity for us to make space in our hearts, to open up our hearts and minds, and in any way that makes sense for us, and that without any sense of obligation or that we should. So I'm assuming that people will just work with that differently. Different people will work with that differently. Does that make sense, Vicki?
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Anybody else have a comment or a question? Christine, I thought that you were raising your hand, but no, you're just paying attention to your furry little friend there. That's so cute. Is she on your shoulders? Yeah, that's so cute. Yes, Abraham.
Hi, I'm just once again amazed at how powerful this practice is. I'm really glad that you've introduced this to Happy Hour. It's really powerful. It speaks deeply.
Yeah. Thank you, Abraham.
Thanks. Diana, I was going to say with respect to our furry friends, I happen to be a huge animal lover. And, you know, they always forgive us for whatever we do. You know, that's one of the great gifts of having animals. You know, we can really screw up and they forget it in 10 minutes.
Yep.
You know? Yep. So we need creatures like that in our lives.
Yes, absolutely. And may we become that way for others and with whomever we can, right? Can we be a way in which we are able to meet people with warm-heartedness and care again and again and again? Does anybody else have a comment or question? Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. So just a deep bow to all of you for your practice. It's really, it's such a delight that we come together in this way and, you know, set this intention to bring more warmth and open-heartedness into the world. This is what the world needs. This is important work that we're doing. And sometimes it is work too, right? Sometimes we hit up against, you know, walls. I don't want to. That's okay. That's okay. That's, you know, that's how it is sometimes. So if you like, we can all unmute ourselves and we can say goodbye. So bye and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Goodbye.
Thank you, Diana. Bye.
Thanks, Diana.
You're welcome.
Nice to see you again, Marie.
Thank you.
I have to meet you all one
Everybody.
Day.
Yes, you have to come to California. Yes, absolutely.
So how do you get on this website? What time is it on? When are they meeting?
It's any time.
What?
It's a forum.
Oh, it's only typing and it's all the time.
Oh, I see.
You just post whatever you feel like and see if anybody shows up to answer you.
But so far, Neil and I have done a brief introduction, and so maybe everyone else would like to do the same so we can all get to know each other a bit better.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I'm very excited.
Same here.
Diana, for helping to implement it.
Yeah, Neil did this all, so.
The clever bunny.
Clever bunny. Okay.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you again.
Bye, young
Anna.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a wonderful evening, all.
Yes, yes. Or if you happen to be in Australia, have a good afternoon.
Good afternoon here in Sydney, yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.